This is CliffCentral.com. Welcome to the 154th episode of the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We worked that out by adding the years together and then subtracting the three. My name is Dave Lemson. With us on news, traffic, weather, and sport is you. This guy's called?
No, wrong one.
That's you.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can't hear me.
You've got to put yourself on, maybe. This show relies on the fact that you have to turn
my headphones weren't plugged in. Let's go back and redo it. Okay. This is Ryan Holiday coming to you live.
Ryan Holiday on traffic, sports, and news. Go for it.
And this week in traffic, we have...
Human trafficking. It's been quite rife, hey?
Yeah.
For reals, though.
A lot of congestion, yeah.
Did you know it's bigger than drug trafficking?
No, I didn't.
Well, it is, because the human... You can just walk the human through. Drugs you have to carry. Yeah,
it's hard to stick a human like, in another human's ass.
Are you trafficking this... Well, isn't that difficult? But you can... Human trafficking is one of the biggest... It's the biggest thing. It's not even one of the biggest. It's bigger than drugs and bigger than money laundering.
I remember seeing a billboard that gave the numbers. The
Rocky Billboard.
Yeah.
Speaking about Rocky Billboard. So listen, it's Friday the what of what?
Something of November.
Okay. And you saw something about human trafficking.
Yeah, no. It was a while back, but the statistic was ridiculous. It was like one in five people are a victim in some way. It's like ridiculous.
And some of it's on a level that we don't sort of understand because it's a person in a house. They can't leave their house.
Yeah.
So it's not essentially human trafficking, but it's a jealous boyfriend who won't let his girlfriend leave the house. Family, yeah, that falls under that kind of thing.
Okay.
Because you've taken a human out of society and making them do stuff for you. So it's a whole range of things. Sex slaves, people doing jobs they don't want to do, working in sweatshops. That happens here.
Okay. I didn't actually think of it falling under
that. See, what you think of human trafficking is just taking someone from one place to another place and making them work. Picking pineapples.
So when your work makes you work overtime, that's essentially...
You're not being paid overtime.
If you're not getting paid, though.
Then you're still a cuck job. You can't
you're an asshole that's working for
you free. You can't phone UNESCO and say, I'm being kept at Clockwork Media for too long. I need to get out of here. Oh, boy.
Kevin, I don't know that about human trafficking.
Do you mind that I upgraded you to weather, sports, and news?
No, I asked for it. You finally got all the mails I sent you.
Mails? Actually, you know what's cool? You send actual mail. You send letters.
Yeah.
I'm going to stand for the whole hour.
It makes me nervous.
A lot of things make you nervous, Ryan. You know what's nice is that Jonty's standing behind you with the donut. That would make me
smiling.
Nervous.
Smiling.
I offered anyone $20 to lick the chocolate off the edge of his chin.
Who would do that? Who would do
but
that?
But no one gave me $20. So I didn't do
so
it.
So you do it.
And Josh is like, $20? It seems worth more. So why are you weather, traffic, sports, and news today? Tell the people.
Because Eric he's got a lot
he's
on his plate.
He's become too
lately.
Famous for the show, eh?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you noticed that? It's been 3 weeks now. This is the third week in a row.
Or he purposely like organizes all his engagements for a Friday morning, conveniently.
Does he?
So okay. I have a question.
Hold on. Okay. Can we just finish the reason why our guests... The people on the show don't arrive. So Eric's too famous.
Yes. Also, just while we're on the subject of Eric, it was his birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, Eric. Today is the what of Eric. November?
The day after Eric's birthday of November.
What's today? Today the 15th?
16th.
Jeez, it's halfway through the month.
Yeah, that's crazy. And Rishlu, who might still come in, we don't know.
You know what happened? Like his nanny didn't arrive. And it's quite real. What I like about it is it's real.
Yeah.
A lot of people think comedians are rock and roll. We just sit at home with hookers and cocaine. And
Well, that's what you do,
yeah,
Dave.
But it's real. And I love the fact that it was real. That his nanny didn't arrive and his kid is a little bit too hyperactive to come to the studio. And I said, no, bring him.
Yeah.
Bring him. Then we can see if that shit don't have kids.
In 4 minutes, we'll regret it. Yeah.
But he said he might pull through. Jonty Searle, our sex show. How long's your show been on?
From the second week Cliff Central was going.
So it took 2 weeks for them to realize they needed to have sex.
No. We were there before and that was when we started.
Okay.
It was amazing. So my question is, it's all very well that you are asking for money to lick chocolate
off
from
your chin.
What do I get from this deal?
Because pleasurable experience.
You know,
I'm like a celebrity. I'm really on TV.
Yeah. I have an issue with celebrities, you know.
Oh, then
well, finish your question, sorry.
So my question is, what do I get from this deal? Because I'm very fond of you, and you're my friend, and you're a really good guy. I don't know how exciting you licking chocolate off my chin is going to be for me. So what my question is, what do
you're
I
the only,
get from
you're the only
deal?
One who can answer that. Do you? Will you get anything out of David?
Well, David's asking for the money, so I'm asking, is it going to be
some
shared
random
in some way?
You might do that. I might have given you the money.
You see, the might have is the problem.
Off Jewish.
That's like a politician. I might
fix the potholes.
We got to ask.
I might.
So your pleasure would have been the fact that a guy on television, famous. Sexy, all the things you said.
Yeah, I've been there, Dave. I've done all that, you see.
He's licking
chocolate
off your chin. I've
been on talking about expanded orgasms.
Is it?
It's like, yeah, so... It's
who
like,
interviewed you?
So, I don't even remember. But
but how long do they give you? How long they give you on carte blanche? Like, that's one of the inserts. It'll be the 15-minute or 12-minute insert, and then you'll say, this is extended orgasm.
How long have you had?
12-minute insert with Ruda Lundman.
12-minute insert. If that's the best you can manage, then
and
we
I
have
once,
a serious problem.
I once
problem.
Got a hand job from Derek Watts.
Yeah.
Hi, Dave. Do you mind if I just touch it just for a little bit? I'm very new at this. This is quite an interesting.
And then he jerked amazingly. You were like, you're not new at this.
This is so different for me. I've never actually done this before. Wow.
Like, where do I touch it?
Yeah. Oh, man, this is more fun than I thought.
John T. Did he do it again?
No, it was at a golf day. You don't have time. It's what's important though is let's get on with the show. Do you want to join us?
That.
Are you how much prep? Let's talk about this because what we have is I don't mind doing the show every Friday, and it's for me it's a little meeting I have with myself.
Yeah.
The fact that you guys are here,
you don't even notice
and
half the time.
You can kind of hear that. But if I don't do this, I feel like my Friday hasn't started off properly. Do you feel the same about yours? It kind of
yeah. When I'm
a
not
family.
Here on Fridays, I really miss it enormously. It's like become such a part of my
yeah.
It is
and
weird.
I love it. It's like such an awesome part of my week.
The thing is with yours, you would consider say Cosmo magazine. Every cover has got the last final word on orgasms, or the are you pleasing your mate, or are you doing these? So and yet Cosmo's not stopped existing.
No,
but if you read the first, but I bet you if you read the first time they said. We at Cosmo have now discovered what the orgasm is in 1970.
They're saying the same thing.
Are they saying the same thing?
Well,
no, they're not.
I'll tell you something very interesting about Cosmo. There was a study done on which magazines give the best and the worst sex advice around the world. Guess where Cosmo came
in? I mean, I'm assuming right at the bottom.
And it was a blind test.
The worst sex advice.
Who was the best?
I don't remember, but they were just...
Farmers Weekly. You know, what you must do is you must take your hand, fill it with lube, and then you pull out the car.
Now, we had a publicist once for...
To do
some work for something else. And she was really interesting because she ended up putting articles like in all of these Stockfell magazines and things. And I just thought, what the fuck
she
is this?
She doesn't know her stuff. That's funny.
It's like, what are we actually paying this person for?
So, and then when I said to you now, do you prep for your show because you've got all? If you think about it, have you done everything? And yet last week you had
infertility.
Yes, and yet you don't consider these things to be under the realm of sex because it's infertility. And yet I know couples who their personalities changed when they realized something wasn't lacquer.
That's huge.
Because there's a blame game and there's all these things, and then there's adoption
that's
comes
very
up.
Very emotional.
Five of the couples that I know. Had adoption papers ready to go and fetch the infant and fell pregnant. And then the doctors just said, stop being so worried about it. And he told this couple to go on roller coasters and swim with sharks to have their bodies start fearing nature because then you start surviving.
Because then you start fearing your children.
You start fearing,
children is not healthy.
once their bodies were scared, because the caveman in you wants to survive. Because that's part of the, a lot of people, will, even with... we talked about it last time, is committing suicide. There's so many cases of people going to that edge and then pulling back because your survival instincts kick in.
It's an interesting thing.
That is an interesting... Is that a true story, Dave, that...
You can't stop surviving. Your body just wants to live.
No, but in
but
terms
I'm saying
of
once you jump off a building, your body's going, ah, oh, man,
yeah, that's the case
isn't working.
The best way to fall pregnant is to jump off a building.
Doctor just said fear... creates there's genetic things in your body that goes, we need to survive. Okay. So your womb starts working, your sperm might start working, things will change. It's not a science. He just said, go and have fun and stop talking about it every day.
Having
and
fun
trying
is the
to,
key, because that's a very different thing to fear and kicking in a survival instinct.
The thing is, they were talking about
it's
it all
different.
The time.
Yeah.
So they became a boring couple.
It does. It becomes an obsession, because the pressure of it, it's
and
huge.
And yet me, I just fell into a vagina and had a baby.
That's happens.
It doesn't. Yeah. Not unfortunately. You have beautiful kids. So.
Thanks.
Absolutely. I'm gonna make a video for my show.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thanks, Jonty.
Thanks, Jonty. Thanks for filling 3 seconds
our show. Get some chocolate on your face, and we'll see you in about 45.
The theme for today's show, Ryan.
Yes.
We spoke about comedy clubs, and I felt it's the end of the year.
Yes.
So let's give the Just Now Comedy Podcast Comedy Club Awards. This has nothing to do with
The Lion King.
Nothing to do with The Lion King.
It's very little to do with The Lion King.
Okay. What's it got to do with is the fact that we are going to give comedy awards to these people. What are they called? Comedy clubs.
Comedy clubs.
Okay. So,
firstly, let's discuss.
We're going to do the criteria.
Yes, the criteria, okay, yes.
But first, your expertise will be the weird fucked up clubs that you go to.
Well, not clubs. Restaurants mostly where there's new gigs.
Because you seem to get invited to the... We've got a new comedy gig. Let's get Ryan. Who else? Who's in that group? The let's call them the Reckies. The Grenades.
No, I don't. You know,
Bongani
what, it's the
Dube, no, Holiday.
Yeah.
Seems to be the same
line.
It's
lineup. All the young guys, you know, the Andrew Max, the Waylines, the...
And then who do they have as a sort of secure...
A lot of them...
comedian is recognizable.
A lot of them don't actually have headliners because... And it's understandable because, you know, he's starting a new show. Hey, come perform to no one. It's hard to...
Is that
to
Worst
get,
Guy's gig still going? At Valentino's or Tarasso's.
It moved to
whatever.
A new venue from what I saw.
One with less hijackings.
Yeah, it moved to somewhere near Full Stop Cafe, whatever area that is. It's called
Parkhurst.
Snatch 32.
North. Snatch 32.
I think that's the name of it.
So yeah, now there's Snatch 32 and Full Stop in the same road, and there's
Full
another
Stop's
one down
closed
the road.
Down, huh?
Full Stop closed down.
Yeah, so that's...
You know what's weird? Like, I walked through that place and I checked them doing these renovations and doing things, and the manager was quite keen.
Yeah.
You know? And he's keen. And then I just looked at it. I said,
and did he have a
you
cold?
Guys are, you're getting, you're panicking. And restaurants do that. They panic, and the first thing they start doing is start looking for other things. If you're a restaurant and you make good food, people will still come and eat there. They started doing, as soon as they started
foundation.
Doing comedy, I said, something's wrong here.
Yeah.
Because they had that outside, and then was inside, and there were 16 people. There were 5 comedians and 16 people in the audience. And I just thought, shame, man. This place is not lekker. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
That's weird, using comedy. Once you have a comedy night, you can pretty much kiss this your restaurant business goodbye.
It's like the 12 steps of grief or whatever it is.
You know, the last one is when your cousin can DJ.
Yeah.
Can you come and DJ while we just serve the food?
Yeah, but anyway, so Full Stop has closed. Lloyd's moving that down the road. Also just Snatch 32. Lots happening at Snatch 32.
Is that what it is?
So listen here, so that's...
Next, where's Lloyd moving to?
Next, it's only going to be at Snatch 32, I think, once, and then he's looking for other venues.
Okay.
But on that note, that show next Thursday, I'm hosting it for the first time.
The one, the Worst Guy show?
No, the Lloyd show.
Oh, okay.
The one that's moved, yes.
And as a host, what do you feel? Have you moved through the ranks of... do you think it's a thing? Is hosting different?
I think it's a big step because it's new, and it's it's the same, but a different skill set at the same time. I don't know, you can speak to that. You're the host...
I was host out of necessity because I noticed the show wasn't flowing nicely.
Yeah.
So it was okay to have, you just needed that someone to calm the audience down, to tell them what the guy's name was. Because it's horrible to come up on stage and say your own name. So we used to have 5 comics on, and it was just natural sort of progress to have. But what was nice is each comic had to host to see how shit it was.
Okay.
And then eventually we realized that the host is possibly 60% of the show. If things aren't going well, the host's going to pick it up and get it lacking.
Because the reverse
or
side
to
is
speed it up.
Yeah, the reverse side is I've seen it a few times where the comics are killing, and really the host just gets in the way of that momentum.
There
so you
go.
Just need to bring
that's
them
it.
On quickly. Yeah,
that's it. But then it's up to you to see if the momentum's there. If a guy has rocked it, girls rocked it, that was so and so, that was Robin Dunlop. Please welcome Bongani Dube.
Classic. any other tips for hosting?
Phone Vittorio. He's become such a great host. All right, now, as we said, Richelieu has said, listen, I got my kid, it was his birthday the other day, he's coming in. And I'm like, I'm so proud of the fact that Richelieu has brought his kid with.
Yeah.
Because it shows us comedians are real, man. We got real stuff.
This is funny because this is like the before, and then after this kid tears up the
studio.
Look,
we'll talk about
it
afterwards. Yeah, we'll talk
about it. We don't know if we can have the same.
Okay, so what you're saying, you want host tips. Let's talk about this at the end of the show.
It's the first time I'm hosting. Yeah, let's get Richelieu in here. And
let's get him in here. But now the thing is, I would say criteria for comedy clubs, because we're going to go through, say, the top let's do top five because I can't think of more for now.
But we need to say what
defines
a comedy
club.
Okay, no, but what defines a comedy club? That you solely do comedy? Is it a
cool
venue?
Well, what we'll do is your ones are those ones where the restaurant has decided to have a comedy night.
Yeah, because their restaurant isn't doing well.
A comedy club night. And that would be a separate five.
Okay.
I'm talking about comedy clubs that exist as sole comedy clubs. Yeah. So that would only be Goliath Comedy Club.
Yeah.
The Cape Town Comedy Club. Parker's.
Yeah.
Give me more.
Which one's in Durban? What are the big ones in Durban?
They got their comedy week, which they call the Durban Comedy Week.
Yeah.
So they're not comedy nights. They're comedy nights. They're not comedy clubs.
Can we define maybe the Box? Can the Box be
Box is
one?
Definitely a comedy club. I wouldn't say Kitchener's because it's only one night. So to qualify,
so
you need
box,
three
though.
Nights.
So is the Box, though.
The Box is a theatre, so let's call it, let's put it into comedy club theatre. So on any night of the week, you can go there, you'll see some comedy theatre, maybe see a book reading.
Yeah.
They have those naked people reading books. It was quite weird because I was thrown out. Because you have to be on stage to be naked. I just chilled in the audience. And I was reading it wasn't even a book.
Here's a question,
just on
Dave.
My phone.
What would you say the difference between Goliath and Parker's as a club
is? It's got to be what parameters.
What are the differences? Is it a different crowd?
Something, okay, if I get to Parker's, first of all, it's a casino.
Yeah.
So I've kind of got to go through that weird casino, the security guards there.
Yeah.
So I get in, and then there's a fake clouds, that one dove that someone made.
Is it real?
And then there was a real dove next to it, just chilling, looking at it for a long time.
Having an existential crisis,
And then so that's, all those things are big for me. Walking into the club and even saying to someone, come see me at Parker's. And they go, where is it? I said, it's in Monte Cassino. And then they'll have that freak out.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so security aren't friendly.
Yeah.
They aren't. If you're on the wrong side, you know, there's ladies that side, men this side. If you're on the wrong side, the security goes like, who shouts at you? Now you, okay, so now they get the beeping machine and then your keys beep. So you take your keys out and then beeps anyway.
Yeah, it is quite.
I don't know what they're looking for.
And I mean, there is lots of parking, but it is a mission.
So let's go through our experience from the beginning. And that for me is important because that's the experience. 10 rand for parking.
Yeah.
Pay up front. I'm cool with that. My car's safe. I can leave it there. Only the one time I had a dead hooker in the boot.
Did security mind? Well,
no,
she started to smell.
Yeah, exactly. It was just
only fresh hookers, Dave. We told
Uber.
You fresh hookers.
It was an Uber. But that's, so there's security. So you pay 10 bucks. You go in.
Yeah.
Someone next door here has got a show that's the top show on this station. Besides maybe the Cliff Central one.
Yeah.
And he said to me, you can be on a show. You're politically incorrect. You're politically incorrect. Like, when did I get that reputation? So, walk in. Then I can't. Parker's signage is very high up.
We really
have
going
you
into
that?
Details.
No,
yeah.
I promise you, that's how I see it. There's, you will walk past that place if you didn't know where it was.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've had people in the place walking around with tickets from CompuTicket saying, "Where is it?" I'm like, "You're standing in it."
Actually, I never thought of that. That's true. That is true.
So I would like for them to have a facade this way and at eye level. Because the Parker's is up there and the TVs are up there.
You know what would be funny? You know those at car washes, they got the people spinning those signs, Dave?
That's what they
Joe
need.
Parker should stand in the front
and
spin
you know
a big
who can
comedy
do it?
Sign.
You know who can do it?
Victoria.
Ryan Holiday. Hey, buddy. What's his name?
Richlu. Richlu, Dave.
Richlu, you're on mic two there, you hit it. This one where your left hand is. Yeah, there you go. Then, so now, let's walk in more. Let's walk through the comedy club.
Yeah.
If you've ever been overseas to places like that, you can have, you struggle looking for the comedy clubs, but Caroline's is labeled outside. The On Broadway is labeled outside. The Gotham is downstairs, but they still have a sandwich board.
Yeah.
So it's at eye level.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you've got a security guard there as well, a bouncer, and they've got a ticket office outside, which I like. So as soon as I get there, I'm in that vibe of paying money to see a show.
Yeah.
With Goliath, you come in there, you can park it. You can park your car downstairs there. You can have, there you go, you're on. You're on, Rishu, say hello.
Hi, hello.
He looks relaxed, man.
I am very relaxed.
And it was his birthday last week.
Yeah.
Cool, man, welcome. Does he understand the concept of Friday?
He's getting lit. He's got two
tropics. He's got two tropics, a packet of chips, and what's up afterwards.
And also, you like me, like a good dad. Tropic has got all the vitamins in, and Flings has got fiber.
I love the fact that Richie.
You can talk in there.
Richie says that he's worried about if his child will behave, but literally brings Red Bull, lines of Coke.
There you go.
The only literally
that's for
Richie. This is his juice.
Can I tell you something? I never got into it until I started diluting it a bit. Yeah. Actually love the flavor. There's a peach and apricot. I'm gonna say who it is. Rhymes with Ropica.
But you don't you like the banana one? The banana one's the
I'm getting into it slowly. I'm gonna start with the peach and tropical
okay,
one.
Okay, so I was always into
But do you dilute it?
For him, yes, but okay. not for me.
You go bigger.
Yeah, on the rocks. Not even on the rocks.
Thanks for coming, bro. It's a pleasure. We're talking about today, we're going to rate comedy clubs.
Yes.
But we've kind of figured out that it's not the weekly nights. We're talking actual clubs.
You mean give them
some criteria.
Not bars and...
Yeah,
and
bars, we'll put them in a separate. We'll do the top five.
Poppies deserves to be in the
Poppies, Kitcheners. Poppies, Kitcheners, those are... Let's call them one-nighters. So they're still clubs.
Yes.
But it's a one-nighter.
Right.
Special. But I'm talking about those dedicated comedy clubs. So we'll put the box in there because it's dedicated theatre.
Yes, it is.
So you could go there on a Friday night and watch a really cool show. It might be an ensemble or improv or whatever it is, but it's a dedicated venue.
It is dedicated,
I mean, I couldn't put something like the Baxter in there that only has it every now and then.
Yeah. That's cool.
Is he singing?
He said, where's my headphones?
You don't get headphones on your first show. Only like 3 times you got to come.
Yeah, Ryan's going to be very upset if you get headphones. I was here for 6 months.
Eric? Does he know Eric? Eric's not even allowed headphones.
He's like, where's my headphones?
So where is Eric, by the way?
Eric
said he's on the trot.
Wow. He said he's unpacking from Cape Town.
He said he's packing for Cape Town.
For Cape Town. Yeah. Oh.
Because you know how do you unpack when you come home from a zoo?
I don't.
You open the zips and you...
Are you talking about the suitcase?
How to unpack, yeah.
Yeah. I just actually push it into a corner and then I need like, oh shit, I need my shoes. And then my shoes are in there. Or I need my t-shirt. My t-shirt's in there.
But this is what we do when we don't have guests.
Hey, this is Mojo Global. And when I'm in Joburg, I only listen to... What's the name of it again?
Just Now.
Just Now Podcast.
With
Eric Janssen, Dave Levinson, Ryan Holiday, Richard Benoit, and more as guests. It's great.
Who are you again?
Who are you again?
I just got a message from Vittorio saying, played Worst Guys gig, Dave and I, 4 people, oi.
No, but also Vittorio came with me to Wellington one night.
Yeah.
Myself, Vittorio, Demisa Lindy, and I think Rob Van Furen.
Yeah.
Who I'm also going to chat to just now.
Yeah.
But we went to Wellington. So we had to drive from Cape Town, we drove to Wellington.
Yeah.
We got our B&B, which wasn't ready because the guy wasn't expecting us. This show today is brought to you by Flings, which is made by Willards. you always have to, as a dad, you're allowed to have the first fling. You're allowed to actually try the flings.
Because I paid for these flings.
Yeah. So now listen,
have to make sure it's safe.
Just for interest's sake. Before our show is Gareth Cliff's show, right? And then the last half an hour, they either play an old podcast or they play some music.
Yeah.
So I've had a friend of mine for a very long time called Rob Van Furen. We've been on gigs, we've been travelled, we've slept in tents, we've slept in caravans.
You've been through a lot.
Been through a lot. And I said, whenever you're in Joburg, you come and talk on our podcast. We won't talk about comedy, we just talk about you and stuff and chill. And then every time I put a radio station on or somewhere, you hear, today, Rob Van Furen, and they never phone. So let's just see what he says.
I'm not even there. That is such an old interview. Obviously, Cliff Central's running out of shit. That's all I can say. Come on, let's do a podcast now in voice notes.
Wow.
The microphone's gone. So now,
no one can accuse the show of not having crazy production value.
Juggler, iconoclast, transmutative, sapiosexual, and a divisionary catalyst.
That's Rob Van Furen.
This is random words.
Well, no, the visionary catalyst is quite a big thing. That's the next big thing.
I didn't hear it. Divisionary
catalyst.
What is that?
It's an app.
What does it do?
I don't know. It sounds amazing.
I'm happy you brought it up and knew nothing about it.
There's an app that you can...
Which I've been dared to stand up to the whole show, sorry.
Who dared you to do that?
Me.
No, when I asked him to
I sit. Often dare myself to do things.
I do that myself. I dare myself not to shower for the whole weekend. Oh,
no one knows. And it's like your own secret dare.
And you nail it every time. Harish. Okay, comedy clubs.
All right, so let's just say that there's only four.
Yeah.
So it'd be Parker's, Glyth, Cape Town Comedy Club, and let's put the box in there.
Yeah.
Okay, criteria. So first one I said was noticeability. When I walk past, am I seeing that it's there?
Yeah.
One thing about Goliath is that it says roast coffee.
Yeah.
It does. It says literally says roast coffee.
Yeah, it's hard to spot.
Yeah, so it's very hard to spot.
In fact, last time I was there, I was like, where's this Goliath Club at?
And you were on stage.
No, I haven't been on stage there, Dave.
But am I right, Rishli? If you go to Goliath, it's so nice. It's much better than the music we normally play.
Yeah.
Is it a song? Is he playing a song? Your guy? No, is your guy singing?
No, he's asking about all the equipment around this. He's asking what's that light called? Why is it?
Well, what is that light, Rishu?
It's a red light.
What does it mean?
It means you're on air.
Okay, and if
I can't explain that to him right now. The green light.
Yeah,
means,
I just don't have that kind of time.
The green light means
Dave.
You can go. It's everywhere. The red light means you're on air.
We're on air. We're breathing the air.
One day you're going to listen back on this, your first time on radio.
What's a red light called?
Oh, you dropped his
Andre.
Flings.
The on-air light.
Huh. Don't lose those flings, boy.
You know it's nonsense.
Is he telling you you're talking nonsense? Your dad talks nonsense all the time.
That's what paid for those flings. Your dad's talking nonsense.
Your hand's in the fling. Take it out the fling with the fling in it.
Please don't say flings anymore. We don't have sponsorship from them.
But flings is also a normal... Sure? It's a normal word. It's a noun.
It is a word, hey?
Yeah.
But flings, plural.
Plural. Yeah,
I'm having many
John,
flings.
Yeah, John flings peanuts in the water.
John has issues.
I thought you said why? At the office party, John had many flings. Yeah. He also had the fritos.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, it's a very, very usable
ambiguous
word.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I had a fling with a policeman the other night.
Because you like flings.
No, it was terrible. It was like we chatted for long before I said, like, can you arrest me? What have I done wrong?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
He just wanted to talk. No, yeah. It's lonely here. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. No one to talk to. I'm like, okay, so you pulled off some dude to have a fucking conversation. Anyway.
It's hard to get sometimes to the point.
With a kid or with a cop? Because it's exactly how it was. The conversation with
that's
the police.
That's how you were talking.
That's how I was speaking. There we go, Rishu. Spin the chair. That's the key.
Yeah.
All right, so start off visibility. Let's give Parker's how much? We're going to do it out of five.
Let's do it out of five, yeah. Two, I don't know.
I'm going to give them a two.
Yeah.
Because I need to know where that club is.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And Goliath visibility.
Goliath, I'm going to give it two as well.
I'm going to go lower. There's not even a Goliath sign, is there?
I don't know. And if there is, no, I apologize. No Goliath sign, we're not yet to knock
there's
the
no
clubs.
What?
Sign outside Goliath.
That it says Rose Cafe.
Rose Cafe.
And Goliath Comedy Club.
Where?
On the same, on the thing. On the marquee.
In the black... On the black and white, that sort of white sign with the old school Hollywood vibes.
It says Goliath Comedy Club and Rose Cafe.
Okay, cool. So let's give him a little bit higher.
No.
But it's not two. It's not visible at eye level.
Two.
See, the two as well?
Two.
Yo, okay.
Cape Town Comedy Club? Never been there. You're going to have to tell me.
There is a big sign on the wall. It's difficult to find.
The Cape Town Comedy Club is it's massive. It's right there, but it is very invisible. We can't put it on the table. It's hard to see it, though.
So you also got a visibility issue.
I think so.
Because there's a massive aquarium on this side.
Yeah.
And then it is a sign on the wall.
Big, yeah.
And it is a massive sign. But yeah. if you're coming from that side, there's no sign. So from the V&A side, if you come in from the top C point side, there's no sign. But yet, if you look around at the waterfront, there are signs. It'll say Cape Town Comedy Club this way.
Okay.
But I think they have very strict rules about sandwich boards and signage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, that sounds like a three.
But I think they should put it on top of the building.
There he wanted to paint the job. It used to be a national monument to the original pump house, so you can't attach anything to it. So you can't screw a bolt into it.
So you can't put a light box on the roof type of a thing.
You could put a light box if you've got someone smart.
Okay, so what's the other one?
So now we're giving them all of them get twos.
Yeah, pop art. I think pop art's actually better signaged.
Pop art.
Pop art's fuck. If you're there, the only place is the Pata Pata kitchen next door. And next door to Pop Art is the movie, the bioscope. They got better signage than the Pop Art.
Yeah.
It's almost like we're scared to announce this comedy.
Yeah, I think that's what we got out of this conversation is that...
I'm glad that you got something out of my conversation.
Is that comedy clubs are embarrassed to shine.
Do you think so?
They need those big lights.
So I would say, if Joe Parker was here, he'd probably say, listen, the comedy club itself can't put signage up.
But Joe, but
because of the casino rules.
Yes. I was going to say that Parker's is visible through the fact that there's the TVs and...
Yes, all around the whole place. Okay, so we're going to have to give him a higher score.
Yeah.
Yes, he's going to go up to a three.
He's going to go up to a three.
All right, so the other twos are twos, including pop art.
Yeah.
So Parker wins visibility.
Okay.
Let's take music break.
Calculating.
Visibility music.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. So what's the next criteria?
Next criteria is crowd.
Let's do crowd.
No, that's too heavy. We're not in the club yet.
Are we not even
ticket
in the club?
Ticket price. You're at the door now.
Oof. Yeah. You know, I don't really know ticket prices.
As a comedian, you don't know how funny you must be. I know ticket prices. If I'm at the box and you paid 50 bucks to get in, you get in my 50 rand show.
Actually, 45 rand.
The box is the one that everybody knows, but I mean, like, how much is... I don't know, like, because I think
Parker's goes from... It's 150, and then on the big nights, I think it's even more.
For real, that much?
Yeah.
You can check it out on the Intercrack.
I think it's 150. Say hello.
Tell her.
No. Okay. Oh, I see. That's what happens.
Look at your hair. It's crazy.
Please don't point out that his hair is crazy. You could destroy the child.
I don't think he's registering it.
What's that? So with us, because this is actually a nice warning to people. Be a guest on the show, or we will find a guest.
Yeah.
what's his name? What is your name?
What's your name?
No.
That's a weird name.
It's a cool name.
Is it Noah? Trevor. You named your kid.
How much you love Trevor Noah.
I do love Trevor.
So it's nice. Also, what's good, I like the fact that there was full stranger danger eyes. What is your name?
Yeah, my daddy warned me against Dave
Levinson.
You've
got pictures of me up there.
That's your one.
That's stranger danger. Okay, so
so now we're
going to
go ticket prices.
So
Parker's Comedy Club also in the 120-140. Parker's, here we go, home of stand-up comedy. I've got it. Okay, there we go. Info. November 16th. Tonight you can catch Kedibone Malatsi, Tabiso Mhlongo, Emilia Tobias, Luisa Madinga.
And Tony the King.
No.
I saw Tony the King's on with that. With
no, I think Kediboni's...
him and Kiddy were on the same thing. No, Kiddy's hosting.
That would be very cool because it's like four black guys and Tony the King. That's what they should call it. Four
black guys.
One king and four guys. So that's 120.
So they're all about the same. The box is a bit cheaper. Well, a lot cheaper, but it's not a club.
So let's go on price. All right, so Parker's comes in. They're all pretty much the same price.
Yeah.
Can and then booking as well? Do you find it... I know it's difficult. As comedians, we're talking about booking. How much is it to book? Is it easy to book on CompuTicket? Have you done it?
I've never had to do it, no. Really? But I assume it's easy. I mean, I've bought other tickets on CompuTicket, so why would Parker's or whatever be harder?
Yeah, but yeah, it is very simple. I mean, but people on they don't want to buy tickets online.
Really, even though like the it's 2018.
Yeah,
you're a grown ass man.
I was saying exactly that.
There's two things you can say to anyone in an argument. As soon as they start,
it's like 2018.
A friend of mine didn't fetch me from the airport, and I was angry with him. And he said, "Oh, Dave, you had your period." And I'm like,
"It's 2018. I lost my period."
So upset.
Also, if you're angry that he left you at the airport for 4 hours, that has nothing to do with a period.
Exactly.
He's just a
that
dick.
That was quite a long period that he left me standing there. Okay, so you're a grown ass man. You say people don't like booking on CompuTicket.
I find
why?
Because like most of the shows I do, I load stuff online, like tickets, that type of thing.
Yes.
But then people, what they'll do is come to the door. So like online, if I look at the history of my show, I sell like on average you get like 300 people in. But online, hey. Okay. So like online, you get about 30 tickets, 15 tickets for the shows. But
come to the door.
At the door.
The show's sold out, which is weird.
So it's quite weird. People still don't trust the ways of the internet. And yet it's so lucky. You print it out on your printer. But then again, often you're walking around, you can just show it on your phone.
Yeah. I think it's maybe
that's
just...
The thing, it's much, much more simpler, I think.
But
people would rather. And the thing is, I think they also want to keep their options open.
Yeah, it's a last minute.
Because if you're committed to that, you've got to go.
Yeah.
Now you're having a jaw at the bar, like, if you bought these tickets.
And then you're trying to give away tickets. All right, somebody gave me tickets.
Gave you tickets.
For Jimmy Carr, but like he came to Parker's, and I think it's like the same thing. He already had his tickets, and then his party that he was with. I'm hosting this.
So they'd rather do Parker's than Jimmy Carr?
He's one man. Now it is. Too many other guys. Like, I can't leave these guys and go alone.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to break the party. So he gave me a ticket. Tickets like 600, 700 rand or something.
When was this? This tour now?
Yeah.
Did you go watch
Jimmy
Carr?
I was hosting. I'm like, what am I doing? I'm hosting at this show.
I'll give Rishu big props here, by the way, because he's being used as a proper jungle gym. The kid's actually now climbing on him.
Yeah.
All right. And also, I realize it's holiday times. This is what's going to happen. The next podcast, when it's school holidays,
it's all going to be kids.
I can't do any. What must I do? I've got the kid for the whole month. He can play. He's a bit older, so he can play on his iPad or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But resist the temptation to give him anything iPad related for now.
Like what?
Until he's six.
Yeah.
It's so easy to put because they've got you catch the fish you draw the tracing. He'll be entertained for days.
Gets caught up with the phone. But then he gets caught up. To watch Baby Shark the whole time.
All right, so I've got Cape Town Comedy Club between 120 and 150. I'm going to give Parker's and Thing the same score.
Yeah.
With Goliath in the same price. Okay, cool. So you're looking at a good comedy night is going to cost you $140 average.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that means if you, four of you, you're already in for $500 before you've even gone into this place.
Yeah. But I mean, look how expensive movies are now.
How much are movies? Is that English? How much are movies? Sounds so weird. How much are movies?
How much is a movie?
Yeah, is a movie.
Yeah, because movies are a lot of money. It sometimes costs 300 million.
Yeah.
That's quite weird if you ask a producer, how much a movie? It's about 300 million.
Shit, that's steep.
You get popcorn.
No, that's how much the popcorn costs, let's be honest.
Okay, so how much is a movie?
It's over $100 now. If it's 3D.
What?
I don't go to many movies, but it's well over $100.
I also haven't been to a movie in ages.
But, so I think 140 Rand in today's money is okay.
Okay, cool. So let's go now. What did you want to say? So now you're in the club. Let's talk ambiance. Which is French for how does it look? What's the feel? So last night I was watching Big Hero 6 and the stoner. There's always a stoner.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, welcome to Mikasa, which is French for door. The one lady goes, it's not actually.
Okay, so the vibe. I think Parker's feels most like an old school comedy club.
Okay. Would you think that is related to the fact that Parker has that old school vibe with him, like the old Las Vegas?
Yeah, just the seating.
Velvet seats.
Yeah, the red lighting.
I think it's the fact that they play Thunderstruck every time.
Have you seen there's a new sound person at Parker's? You get some songs, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
Play with the BM.
Shit.
He wants the Buick. You know, it's amazing. Some guests we can't hear on the mic, but this little oak we can hear.
Yeah,
everything.
You had to talk.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So ambience wise,
it feels old school.
Yeah, it does feel old school. I think it's the red lighting and the
it could
the
be the velvet chairs.
But it's also a very old venue. I think it's.
Well, it used to be a massage parlor.
For reals?
No.
It's a big massage.
The rub and tug.
It's a big massage parlor.
No, downstairs was sort of. It was closed off, so there'd be rooms. It was. They had to knock down a lot of drywalling to do that. And in fact, still upstairs in the offices, if you go there, it's still got this massage vibe.
Is that where Derek Watts gave you the
No, a lot, a lot of businessmen were going to the casino not to gamble, but gambling with their lives.
Yeah.
STDs are no joke.
But the feeling, but the performance from in Parker's also, okay, it's old school, but you know what I find?
It's quite ta-da.
Yeah, when you get in there, like stage the first big. Time I walked into Parker's, it was 2011, it still has the same feeling.
Okay.
It's like you feel like you're in a
the
comedy
show's
club.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It can dim.
So we'll give him a five for you know you're in a comedy club.
I think out of all of them in the dictionary, you'd see a picture of
a comedy club. It's a table with a nicely. The sound is good because there's a dedicated sound person.
Yeah.
That's a big thing, eh?
And the stage. I suppose
it's
we'll
low.
Get to the stage. We'll get to the stage.
We'll talk to that's
signage.
Aesthetics.
Yeah, the aesthetics.
So vibe. So get in there. There's music playing. There's a bar.
Okay, so Parker's is a five.
We're going to give him a five. But also, okay, Goliath is a restaurant for me. It's very restaurant-y. Yeah. It's almost built for the waiter's comfort rather than the comedian's comfort.
Mm.
So the waiters have space to walk around. So the tables are a meter apart.
Yeah.
Parker's, the tables, once you're packed in there, you're in.
Yeah, it is denser.
So I'd have to give them lower for... I'm not saying
it's
ambiance. I'm saying it's lacquer. There's a vibe. You get in there, there's people, there's music playing, there's lacquer, but it just seems like I've gone into a restaurant.
Yeah.
And now there's a big stage.
It's
and
just
that
not
stage
perfect.
Is
and we've got to be honest. We've got to be honest with the scoring.
Yeah, the Just Now Comedy Podcast doesn't
have integrity.
You don't have to register for this thing.
Okay, so what are we thinking?
We're going to give him a three.
Cape Town Comedy
Club. Because also, there are beautiful pictures on the walls of people laughing at Goliath. So you know you're in a comedy environment. Something's happening.
Yeah.
It's not a restaurant. There's not pictures of food. It's and everyone's got little comedy little quotes on their t-shirts. Have you seen or not?
No.
So you'll see the quotes on their t-shirts are all comedy related.
Are any of your quotes on there?
I don't know.
any of your jokes
on
there?
No, they wouldn't use the comedian jokes. It's all about coffee and their own sort of comedy Goliath jokes.
Okay.
So it's on there. So they'll give him four if we gave Parker's a five for ambiance.
Okay.
And then Cape Town Comedy Club, how did you feel? You get in there. There's a big
it's
sign
all business
outside the
in
door.
There.
It's all business. The door is old school door. It's like a chick sitting at the door with a
stamp.
It's like proper. And then you get in there and there's a big stage and there's lighting and the logo's on the curtain and the laser.
Yeah.
So there's no doubting that you're in a comedy club.
Okay.
But what I do want like? From Kurt, though, is to put pictures of the comedians.
I like that.
You've got that one, yeah, that one wall at Parker's. Everyone walks around there and just looks at it. Like, just to see which guys are still alive. Because then you also see guys like, that's a comedian? Like Darren Simpson's on there.
Burn.
So, are you on the wall at Parker's?
Yeah,
on the pictures?
Yeah, I am on the wall at Parker's.
Who are you next to? Because that's the most important. I'm next to Trevor Noah, so no one sees me.
I'm next to Skulk and Donovan. That's kind of
it's amazing. All the comedians know where they are on that wall. Ryan, one day.
Yeah.
Why don't you get a nice glossy picture of yourself and just send it to...
I tried it. They keep on taking it down.
You might just hang it up.
Yeah, Joe's being real ordinary about it.
Take Griff out or somebody. Just like find someone. Just like replace them.
Yeah, you know, there are some people that I've seen them...
Some guys, you can see that photos taken in 19...
Yeah, with film, actually. With film. A film camera.
A while ago.
That, with that camera, you can smell that someone took a photo.
Okay, so we're going to give them a score.
For ambiance.
Who's this now?
I'm saying this would be scoring now. So we're on Cape Town Comedy Club.
Okay, cool. In fact, I want to just tell you the story. The Cape Town Comedy Club was had a birthday recently.
Yes, how it was like last week. 5 years,
bro.
Was it 5?
5 years.
That's a guess.
So people don't realize in business, staying in business for a year these days is actually difficult.
Well, that's the hardest bit. Isn't the first year the toughest bit?
Toughest bit, unless you've got a backer.
Yeah.
So then it's the second year.
Yeah, unless you've got a richer backer, then it's the third year.
How do you? What's some rich lady? She married a guy. She said, "I made my husband a millionaire."
Yeah,
he was a billionaire when we got married.
Classic man joke. Chauvinism.
I want to marry a rich woman. Okay, so I'm phoning Kurt Schooner to wish him congratulations on. We rated his club. He's got a 3. He got a solid 2
for signage,
and then a 3. And then we haven't done crowd yet.
Yeah.
Okay. One thing I do like about the Cape Town Comedy Club is it is always full. For some reason. Either they comp it, but whenever you go there, if you go Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Is it always full?
Always full. So that's interesting. And they had the 5-year birthday now recently. So what else we got? We haven't done the box for stuff yet.
Box has the most, out of all of those, the unique seating in that it's all rows exactly like a theatre.
Okay.
Do you think that works for comedy?
It does work for comedy. It does, because there's less things for them to mess around with.
There's less distractions. You're all looking forward.
That's it.
Yeah.
So there's no waiters, a lot of things with Parker's, the waiters are there. People are ordering their food, eating food while you're doing it and clanking knives and forks. Although they don't give knives and forks. A lot of the food is edible. It's pieces and whatever. But those are distractions for me.
There's no cocktail machine going in the background and a coffee machine.
Are we talking about those?
Those are the gigs I play.
Okay, Parker's doesn't have a coffee machine. It's inside. Yeah. It's around the corner, so it's not noisy. And then they don't have a cocktail shaky.
Yeah, they don't make daiquiris in the front. Yeah, if Parker's made daiquiris out front, you'd never get the show going, bro.
Yeah.
Because that place, they pump that daiquiris for days.
Just white women just up in pockets.
So I personally, from a performance perspective, I also prefer theater style. Because people get to form these little pods of energy. So that's it.
They form, it's not they're against you.
Yeah.
It's just that with the togetherness of the 6 of them, they form a front.
Yeah, so they can,
what's your name?
Yeah, I'm strong.
In the chairs, they can't do that.
And I can also look up and look directly at a friend. Whereas if you're in a theater style, you have no option but to look at the stage.
Because almost they're facing each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so the chairs are facing you.
So for personal, I prefer theater
style. So we give the box bigger points than the other clubs just the seating.
Yeah, the box can have 12 people and be blazing.
That's it.
Yeah, it can.
But then also they corral them. Do you know what I mean? They marshal them. So they go to the front. You know the big sign outside that says no
eating. He's fine. He's not eating. He's throwing chips all over the place.
No, he's not eating.
No one's eating chips.
Just throwing them around. Yeah. Kurt, are you there?
Guilty as charged.
The guilty as charged. That's racist.
No, it's the truth. You're lucky I'm not calling you Your Honor yet.
Okay. Can you go with this nice reception? We've got you nice and loud and clear. Apparently, it was your 5th birthday at your comedy club, and we today at the Just Now Comedy Podcast are rating comedy clubs.
You are what? Comedy clubs?
We're rating. What did you say? I think I said.
Rating? I thought you said you're racing. I'm like, fuck it, I'm in, bro.
Okay. So we are rating comedy clubs based on a few things. One of the things is visibility, and that's on internet and signage. Then the other one was how much are the tickets, and is it easy to get in? Is there friendly people at the door? Then the other one was ambiance.
Yeah.
and seating.
Ambiance.
Ambiance, which is French for?
Je ne sais quoi.
No, that's also French. Hey, Kurt, it's Ryan here.
So, ambiance is French for je ne sais quoi. Touche.
Je ne sais quoi, that's right.
Touche.
Touche. Well said, David.
Although, these lately with me, it's more toupee than touche.
Yeah, you play more like it nowadays with you, you're right.
So I was on your website. I'm enjoying your website because that's important. Half the visibility these days is all actually digital. Yes, and you guys seem to have cleaned up your act. Have you got a new person? What's the story there?
Well, what we do, I think what's important is we've got to change our social media person regularly.
Okay. So it's not a permanent job.
Well, no, it can't possibly be. Anything in publicity cannot possibly be a permanent thing. That's just called, there's a word for that, it's called complacency. I don't think it's French either.
Okay.
But it's complacency.
So you feel that people sometimes, especially with social media, they kind of get comfortable and they're not seeing the new things.
Well, just by the nature of their jobs, they're going to be fishing in the same ponds over and over and over again.
Okay.
So you change your publicist and all of a sudden the ponds change too.
And then you can so go you back got something to the there, you got some sort of partnerships. I like the fact that you got partnerships. So you Drifter Beers making beer for you. You're in with something called iVenture with Cape Town City Tourism.
That's right.
So you're into that, the partnerships.
Well, it's important. You know, I think the collaborative effort nowadays is a fantastic survival tactic in that there is definitely strength in numbers, my friend. And a lot of the time, you don't have to cut this on your own, you know?
Yes.
I've joined up to all kinds of groups, FedASA, FedHASA.
So sometimes it's worked, sometimes it hasn't.
Well, no, it's like advertising. 50% of it's a complete waste of time, but which 50%? You know what I mean?
That's it.
So what you do is, we go to all of these Cape Town functions where all kinds of organizations, yes, I'll tell you what, it sounds like your co-hosts are getting younger all the time.
That's Eric Janssen.
So I try to hold his head up when you're feeding him and crying out loud.
Okay, so hang on, so partnerships are important. Something Ryan wants to ask you, when are we going to get pictures on the walls of us? Because Ryan's nowhere. He's not in Parker's, he's not in Goliath. Well, he once hung a picture at Parker's and got arrested.
In fact, it's weird that Ryan's mentioned that. Well done, Ryan, because we're in the process of just about procuring those very pictures you speak of. So I would get in the jostle there, my friend. You know, Ryan?
Okay, I'm on it.
As you lose, my bro. You know
but Ryan also struggles. He looks normal, and then as soon as you say a camera comes out, he pulls this weird duck selfie face.
Oh, no, I don't.
You do, Ryan. It's horrible. You look so normal. Look how happy you look.
Ryan, there's a support group for people like us.
Cool. Please send us the details because apparently it's a problem for me.
No, bro. We're going to start a support group.
Normal faces.
Yeah, anonymous. Right? I mean, as soon as that camera comes out, I turn into a bit of a puss as well.
Right? Yeah. Okay, but I'll make sure my photo is normal to be up at your club. That's the deal.
Chits.
Did you just say chits?
Okay. I said chits, man.
So tell us about 5 years. Highs and lows. Go for it. What's the highlight been for 5 years of a comedy club?
Highlight, being rated number 9 in the world is always a good
But that was from a blogger that was in a cellar somewhere.
Well, no, it was from a group of bloggers. not bloggers, actually. It was a group of comedy crits from around the world.
So you got number 9 in the world after 2 years.
Number 9 in the world, my brother. After 2.5 years.
Well done.
It's amazing.
We don't have music for you, sorry.
You know, here's something I need to point out. No? And if any other club, if let's say this club was in Johannesburg that won number 9 in the world, I would have been gut full of hearing it, pana.
So not you kind of took it in your stride and went, hey guys, we'll take this. This is lekker.
Well, also, you know, listen, it's a couple of people's opinions, so I'm not going to base my universe on
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
It's still but cool, it's though.
It
still
came up on the radar. I mean, how many comedy clubs are there in the world?
Ten.
There's hundreds of them. Well, kind of
that was Rishnu.
Around the same part of the world, you know. It's literally the UK, the US, Australia, and Southeast Asia's got a good couple there. I was playing with Carvin Goldstone at the Bangkok Comedy Festival a few months ago.
And that's number 47 in the world.
No, that's 249,498,000.
Well, this is kind of why we're having this comedy club awards, because we want to see what are the club doing for future and how do they last longer. Because how long has Parker's been around? He's going to 10.
No, he's well over 10 by now, I think.
Jeepers.
Also, what happens is, you know, the biggest problem with South African comedy at the moment is that the gene pool is still quite shallow.
Yes.
So developing comedy for me is the most
and that'll be something that you'll concentrate on for the next 2 years.
Well, bro, it's just, it's weird you say that because our sponsor just pulled out of that competition right now.
That's okay, that used to have a... What did you have?
So, we had Savannah sponsored that, your Funny Cider yes. competition last year. And it's been running for about 3 years.
Okay.
And, you know, they've, it's a bit silly because they've literally got fantastic momentum with this product. And I only did fail from it. Like,
oh, man.
When you get about to harvest.
You know, sorry. Well, so you know, there's always Dave, there's always the Dave Brew, the Dave Brew comedy jam we can find.
That's a cock idea. Dave Brew's broke, bro.
How do you know? Just because my forks is broken in the yard.
No, the comedy festival, it needs a deeper pocket than it currently has, my bro.
Okay.
The development of comedy it does. We need sponsors to step up to the plate, actually, you know.
And what's in it for them? It, like, why would a sponsor sitting there going, shit, I need to be in this. This is happening.
Okay, just to give you an idea.
Let's do a sales pitch.
And a sales pitch. All right, here we go. It's a very simple equation. If you look at how many people actually interact with the information compared to how many people actually come and see the show,
okay.
the vast majority, 10, 20-fold of the people, see the information that is being transferred via the internet, via the Instagram platform, Facebook, all of the social media stuff. So essentially what you're doing is you're making your brand present in a much, much, much bigger space than the
people. Just 150 people.
Exactly, on any given night. So let's say over a period of two, like a year, 50,000 people had seen the show, but at least 5 million people would have seen the interactivity with your brand and comedy and the likes of.
So you sell it on that platform where you're saying,
What it is that is just one facet of the impact that your brand has if you get involved in something like this.
And also, there's, it's a friendly brand. Regardless of the show or the comedy itself, it's such a friendly place with family, people coming, laughter. It's just happy. Your brand belongs
there. It's a space that's designed to have fun in. How more active can your brand be involved in a beautiful space than being involved with people laughing and feeling good about themselves? It's a no-brainer, bro.
Exactly.
I can't understand how.
So are you thinking? Obviously, there's tough economic times. Like these brands can't afford whatever it is that they were paying for it.
Well, it's not as simple as that.
Rishi just smells his kid like a dad does. Not like a mom. A mom can smell a kid by smelling the kid. The dad has to actually turn the kid upside down and sniff the ass to see if it's a.
No. You've still got a sniff sense over there. I actually have to take the Brooks down to have a look.
You have to look, yeah, because you kind of think, maybe he just smells like
it. No, it's brew. I've become immune to it after my bachelor years, you know what I mean?
Okay, the
you
smell.
You know, the smell, you know.
Because it was even the washing bin, I had like two of them. One was like almost dirty, one was like don't wear. And the almost dirty stuff you could wear again.
Yeah, that's the stuff.
I've got that SUV thing that we take the ladies to school with, right?
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, I get in the car the other day, and everyone in the car is like, oh, what's that smell, bro? What's it smell? I'm like, I can't smell it. There's the pizza under the seat.
Probably still in the box.
No, that was in the box. I actually looked under the seat and it went, good morning.
and actually, it's doing 5 minutes at the club next week. The pizza's doing 5 minutes at the club.
No, it did it last week.
Okay, so now 5 minutes, five years, so highlights. The tough side we've spoken about with sponsors, getting a business running for a year is hard enough. We've got 3 minutes left of the show. What did you do on your fifth birthday?
On my fifth birthday, I fire every fucking body that works with me.
Start again. The cleansing, the purge.
So, happy birthday to not you.
I want to get
you used to work here, and you used to too.
And tune them who the fuck are bosses and who pay for.
So this, so your first birthday was about me. Like, my name's Kurt.
Now, I
see
get all the
club.
Staff in.
Well,
I get all the staff in. I close the doors and I go right. No, the fuck.
I'm drunk.
Yeah. Okay. Give me that sambok. Yeah.
Some book.
Now,
old
I
school.
Say now you're all running in a circle. Right?
Jesus. This is getting too real. I think this actually happened.
This happened. But no, listen, Kurt, you did have a hassle.
Idea.
A lot of people don't know that you did have some trouble there in terms of business learning.
At the end of the day, I've had a couple of businesses in my life, David, and the truth of the matter is that the people are the hardest part of the business. It always has been, always will be. The logistics and the details and the comedy, that's quite easy because it's predictable. We understand how it works. We know where it starts, we know where it ends. People, however, bro, you can have a dick conversation with somebody, get into their vibe, and tomorrow you're dealing with a different brand.
Different brand. Okay.
Exactly. So these challenges, you know, especially blue-collared people, they're challenges, bro. They got family issues.
That's
they
right. got money issues. I need to go away for the weekend. I need to go to the doctor.
Transport. You know, you got the transport issue, my bro. You can't get to work.
And that's a real thing.
Unrest time. Yeah. No, it's a very real thing. So now you're losing your pip because you can't get your business working
losing
the
your
right
pip.
Way. Yeah, exactly. I'm fucking burning clutch plates left, right, and center here. Yeah? I can't find first or third, but this prize isn't real cut.
But listen, having an actual comedy club owner on the show, because we gave you quite a high score. There were some things that you need to work on. I want the fact that you should put Kurt Schoonrod's Cape Town Comedy Club on that sign.
Yeah, you actually, you know what? I've intentionally didn't put it there
because a little bit of a vanity thing.
Well, what it is that I think for it to be really sustainable and it having a lot of legs long term is if we keep it independent of each other. You know what I mean? It's all cool that Kurt Schoonrod owns the club, but it's a bit of a wank to say that.
It's a bit of a
remind
wank.
Everybody,
okay,
you know
what I mean? And then the other thing is visibility. Do you have rules at the V&A Waterfront that you can't put a sandwich board sort of this side?
Very, very, very.
Yeah, we sort of figured that out.
No, bro. I mean, the Waterfront is an exceptionally tight-ass bunch of people when it comes to this kind of thing.
Especially your place is a monument, isn't it?
It is. It's most probably the oldest building in the Waterfront. So it was the first
you electrified. Can't be hammering pictures into the walls there.
My bro, you want to hear the irony about all of this is that there was plaster all over those walls when I took occupancy of the building. I literally paid someone with a chisel, my bro, to take that off the wall
to show
like
that exposed
months.
Beautiful rock.
As soon as the Heritage Council walked in, they were saying, "Now you can't drill a fucking hole in here."
Ah, fuck! You should have kept the plaster.
Bro, I should have just put a moose drill bit through the rest of it there first before I asked.
Okay, so now tell me signage. And all those rules?
Well, there are tons of rules, but you know they're all kind of they're very good rules, and it's about good governance and keeping a really high standard. So I don't mind complying, my bro. I don't.
Okay.
They got keys to my kitchen, my bro. They come in there every 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't
check
know
on
actually.
Everything cleanliness and.
They check
stuff.
On everything. They check on.
It's
everything.
Also for their own good because the Waterfront itself is an entity. But listen, Kurt, we got to go.
We got to go.
So
thanks, Kurt.
Music. You guys, you scored the highest out of the clubs. For some reason, we lost the scores.
Yeah.
We lost the scores. You beat Parker's. Well done.
You're the only one who picked up. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Cheers, Kurt.
Cheers, wankers.
Bye, wanker. I entered a blind masturbation contest. I have no idea where I came.
Dave, what a Rishi's like,
on
what
that
the fuck?
Shell.
Yeah.
Say overboarding.
Did we go too far? Listen, it's been great. What is it? Overboard.
Overboarding.
Overboarding. Say it again.
Boring.
Boring. Okay, cool. You're not coming back to this show until you've learned your lesson. No, you're more interesting than Alfred Adrian was. Okay. Cheers, guys.
Bye bye.
Bye.
My name's Dave Levinson. That's Ryan Holiday.
Vishnu.
Cheers.
My name's Eric. This is CliffCentral.com.